The Phoenix area was once the poster child for the housing market crash. From 2005 to 2010, median household income in the city plummeted about $7,000 a year, and poverty levels in that time rose to almost 30%. But today, things look almost entirely different. Phoenix recently surpassed Philadelphia to become the nation's fifth largest city. Last year alone, economic growth in the metro area grew by $5.2 billion. Downtown Phoenix has exploded with development, and rising housing costs are reshaping neighborhoods all around it. So how is this shifting landscape changing the face of the valley today? That's the question we're exploring in a KJZZ series called New Neighbors, Shifting Communities in the Valley of the Sun. And KJZZ's Carrie Young is here with the first part of this series to tell us more.
So for this project, we collaborated with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting to map out all of the major factors that go into this shifting landscape. From how much housing values and rental prices have gone up in certain neighborhoods over the last 5 years, to demographic changes like household income and changes in educational attainment levels. And when you look at what we found, you can see the change is pretty stark, especially in downtown Phoenix. Take the Coronado neighborhood, for example. Home prices there are nearly 160% higher than they were in 2011. And in the Garfield neighborhood, which is in the heart of downtown, median household incomes have jumped almost 30% in the same time period. And, you know, one of the hallmarks that really defines a lot of this development is the near constant presence of construction crews and their equipment, whether they're building a brand new structure or just rehabbing a home. So for this first story, I went to one Phoenix neighborhood where community members say that hum of a reciprocating saw is just part of their daily soundtrack because so many houses are changing hands and getting upgraded. If you drive around the Arcadia neighborhood in East Phoenix, you'll be hard-pressed to find a house that hasn't been renovated recently.
We did this white one on the right here. You know, here's a house fenced off. This recently sold in the MLS.
Austin King is a local builder and runs a company known as Rafter House. King lives in this neighborhood, and until about a year ago, this area was also the main stomping ground for Rafter House's renovation project.
But yeah, the amount of construction, you know, the fences around houses, I mean, it's everywhere.
Today, the housing market in Arizona is humming along. According to data from the residential real estate website Trulia, home prices in Maricopa County have increased by 83% on average since 2011, a stark difference from the way things were nearly 10 years ago, just after the housing bubble burst, sending housing markets across the country into a downward spiral. For perspective, King hits the rewind button for me. He says the fallout made for some crazy times in home buying, if you had the money to invest.
It was shooting fish in a barrel. You know, literally, if you tried, you could get two or three homes in one day.
Mark Stapp, the director of the Center for Real Estate Theory at Arizona State University, says those conditions were created because there was a giant glut of homes here in the valley.
By some estimate, we overbuilt by 100,000 housing units.
He says the recession essentially hit the pause button on the market. While things here stabilized, Stapp explains a few new forces hit the scene, like the light rail. Officials at ASU were also beginning the school's expansion into downtown Phoenix, and then millennials.
And that segment of the economy began to move into what I call the economic segment of their life.
And Stapp adds, millennials have some notable differences from Generation Xers and baby boomers when it comes to their consumer habits.
They are dealing with the recession, the impact the recession has had on their families, the two longest wars in our history. It affects their psyche, it affects their decision-making, in their biases.
And simultaneously with all of this came this thing called the iPhone in June of 2007, and all of the disruptive apps and business models that came with it.
The iPhone, in all of the other smartphones that we have, changed social capital. So the ability to take a picture of where you are and share it, food became social capital. All right, the places we visited became social capital.
Meaning there was a growing focus on factors like design and authenticity. And those priority changes had a drastic impact on how the housing markets in the Phoenix metro area recovered and rebuilt from the recession. To get a better idea of just how much things have changed across the valley, KJZZ and our partners at the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting ran the numbers.
We saw a couple of census tracts where the price per square foot increased sometimes two or three times.
Evan Wyloge is a reporter with AZCIR. He says trends like this popped up all over the valley. Some were expected, like
Central Phoenix and all along Central Avenue between downtown and midtown.
And others surprised us, like emerging growth clusters in downtown districts of valley suburbs. Take Mesa, for example. Home values there are up more than 160% since 2011. And the West Valley stuck out, too.
There was a huge portion out there that saw home sales prices increase more than the rest of the valley.
But while all of these numbers tell one story, there are countless personal stories to be told behind the statistics. Over the next week, we'll take you around the valley to see how these market changes have impacted local residents and their communities, for better and sometimes for worse. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.